My name is Banchi of Lagos, and this is Fans Talk, where all your opinion counts. As a fan, we all love to be heard. And when that happens, we get excited and we crush. This is more than just a show. It's a community. So what are you waiting for? Head over to jamming.fm right now and let's get talking.
So this is it. We are here on Fans Talk. And I'm so glad to be here. Well, you're wondering who this is? Banchi, what's up?
Hey, what's good, Amarachi? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Amarachi, and I am so excited to have her on the show. It's a one big family in Jamming.fm.
Yes.
And do you want to tell us about your show?
Yeah, I am actually the host of Cheap Talk Podcast.
Yeah, those talk. So There's a topic that I like, and I think I'm probably going to jump on this as well. So it's going to be like a tete-a-tete thing.
Yeah.
That relation. Let's chop knuckle to that.
Yeah, follow the knuckle.
Yeah, all right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fans Talk. My name is Banchi of Lagos, and of course, it's so good and exciting to have Amarachi sitting down here with us. And we're discussing something very important on this episode. We're talking Made in Naija. We are reviewing the challenges and the struggle of local brand. Fashion brand, especially how well they've really represented us internationally, and how much impact are we feeling from them here? How much Naija clothing do you have? And plus, if you're a fashion designer, you are looking into running into the fashion world, this is definitely a podcast that you want to listen to see how well you can best satisfy your customers. What do they want to wear, actually? What did they really like? So, but before we get right into the show, we have a little game that we engage the people on the street of Lagos. And this is what we got. Guys, check this out.
Yeah, hello, everybody. My name is Folarin Ayobami. And the designers I have is Louis Vuitton, Givenchy, Yves Saint Laurent, Versace, Gucci.
Wait a minute.
Louis Vuitton. Givenchy. Really?
Is that Louis Vuitton?
Okay. Louis Vuitton. We're wearing what we don't know.
Givenchy.
Wow, that's...
I think we should get some more.
Yeah, we should get some more,
I think,
please. So.
Yeah.
Louis Vuitton, Givenchy, Ives Saint Laurent, Versace, Gucci. That's all.
How was
it's
that?
Versace.
No, the second one he said before, Versace. He said,
Let's play it again.
Louis Vuitton, Givenchy, Ives Saint Laurent, Versace, Gucci. That's all.
He was supposed to say Ives Saint Laurent.
Oh, no. I was actually
Yves
lost.
Saint Laurent.
Like, are we doing football here? Because that's where he has strange names.
Shout out to Nigeria. I think we have one more person. I think we have a girl.
All right, let's go there.
Yeah, I think we have a girl.
Oh, load up for my hands.
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I'm going to pronounce these designers Louis Vuitton, Givenchy, Yves Saint Laurent, Versace, and Gucci.
She did tried a little bit. I think she was even better than those ones. Or was it about the confidence? Ali, I can relate with our own pronunciations. The other ones were sounding like football names. Louis Vuitton, Adverse, Moré, and Durex. Well.
But wait. Can you pronounce this? The words are... So can you pronounce them? This is it.
Okay, let me try.
Let's try.
Please, no one should laugh at me.
Okay.
Versace.
Okay.
Louis Vuitton. Givenchy. You see that
It's
one?
Actually pronounced Givenchy, but it's
Givenchy.
Fine.
Givenchy.
Yeah.
Okay. And Vincent Laurent.
Yeah,
okay.
Saint Laurent.
Wow.
Great. I mean, we should try.
Yeah, I did.
All right, so yeah, it's going to be a wonderful time right here, and I want to know what exactly it is. But before we delve right into the topic that we're actually talking about, which is Made in Naija brand, how about we take a deep dive into those nostalgic fashion moments that we do not want back in the future. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Drum roll, please.
Let's go back to the throwback.
All right, I think it's a throwback, so let's go. Number one on my list, I have, ladies and gentlemen, the bullet bra. Now, this is weird for me to be saying bra, but it's fine. So, I'm asking you, bullet bra.
Bullet bra.
You know, I know if you are Yoruba, you probably would know Kostel Nike, Kostel Niri. Well, if you don't know, well.
I know.
You don't know. So, that means there is a bra that is made of iron. There is one that is made of plastic.
I know that one that is made of iron.
So, which do you use? But this is a bullet bra. And it used to rain in the early 90s.
Okay.
So did you use this?
I used the one that was made of iron. I don't know the name you called it again.
The one I call Kostel Niri.
Yes, okay. Yes.
So I used the iron.
I used it then when we were like, I'm coming now. Understand?
Were there point in your life where you're trying to stuff things into your bra just to look big?
Ah, I did that. I did it. All. I couldn't wait. Hey. I couldn't wait at all. Like, oh Lord, what's my own? You know, because most of us, we are those that had those late developments. All my mates, so
you were worried about, God, no guys are looking at my boobs. What's
it's
going on?
It's not about the guys. It was just about me.
The confidence.
What's happening? Am I okay? You know, but when I just got to know that, don't worry. It's about development and body structure, physiology. I was like, okay, but me, I did it. Even in drama, that's the part I would like to add. You want me part of that now?
But wait, let me ask you this question. Would you still love, are you still okay with them though? Like, are you still okay with them? Like, the boobies, are they good enough? Are they perfect enough?
They're okay.
You don't like to add more?
The prayer that we did then worked. I'm okay with that.
All right, so the next we have is the era of shoulder pads. We don't want those era back. Like you know those Uncle Titus.
You look like one hanging
brother
pendulum.
Titus and Sister Agatha. Those look, you know, so they make your shoulder extra big, and you know it just makes you feel
bright.
Pompous. You know, it just comes with this, and then when you're wearing it back, then you feel it comes with the attitude.
You look like a hanger.
And then your hands are like this. Your hands are just damp. You know, your hands are just moving like they're just damping and turning on you. You know,
like cartoon.
And then your cat's walking, and then you're moving, and then you know, it was trendy. But I'm like, seeing that fashion now, I'm like, nah.
It looks odd, right?
We don't want
but
this back.
But persons, we are like struggling together. We even had a song then in Igbo like, "Bole melu shoulder pads." They are using to tease people that wear shoulder pads. But I don't think I would like to see that fashion back.
Would you love to wear it? Would you? Love?
I don't know. I wouldn't. I'm okay with my suit without a
but
pad.
But it doesn't have a pad, though.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Looks
so
very
she's wearing
on
a
me.
Suit.
It looks
a wonderful,
so good on me.
Well tailored suit.
I like it.
She looks. Would you should consider modeling? You have like a broad shoulders.
Yeah, I know.
Perfect, right?
Your shoulder is too big for your body.
All right, so shoulder pads, we don't want them back. Next is baggy jeans, oversized basketball jersey, and your head warmer. You remember those OPP days?
Yes.
Where you are like, the days of go shorty, it's your birthday,
we got a party,
it's your birthday. Sorry, I don't know the meaning of the song.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. Party in the club, party in the club. Can you sing it?
I cannot sing it. Okay. I just wait for them. It's your birthday.
Because it's your birthday. So just for the period, just for the moment when this was raining, the oversized, the baggy. There's a picture I have in my house of, I think I was in SS, no, I think I was in primary six, the baggy jeans. And I was so ashamed because my friends came over and then you know how mommies are. They just wanted to say, hey, so this is my son. And then I'm like, Mom, are you going to embarrass me like this? Like you're showing my picture of that I wasn't even proud of. And then I'm like, really? Then when I saw the picture, the baggy jeans, it had like patterns. And then I think it was FUBU.
You're looking like someone that was thrown inside the jeans.
How do you know? Like, it looks like I was running a cat. I was running a sack race.
Okay. But I had baggy jeans and I liked it. Maybe the female version seems much more cute than...
Sexy.
Yes, than the male fans. Your ones are just too much. When it comes to this place, it just straight up. But
it was big and then it comes with, I mean, you have to wear your jersey. You have to wear your basketball jersey.
Yeah, it looks big.
Looks big.
Everything is big.
And then
your
head
warmer.
Yo, what's going on?
You're bouncing.
What's going on? We're bouncing. And then you're sagging. Man, whoever made this to be, I don't know. I don't know if the person did a wonderful job, but we don't want this back.
There are still fashion that are trending tomorrow. You think whoever made it to be.
I can't imagine us or me walking into the studio and wearing baggy jeans. It's going to be nice. No ways.
Anna. All right,
so the next is the Apola shoe. They actually call the Crazy Eye platform shoes.
Yes.
So I remembered it started from the era of Spice Girls. They were wearing that much more in the videos and everything. But when it came here in Nigeria, everybody went crazy about it.
You know Nigerians now. We can rush things. We know how to rush things. And when we rush it, we abuse it very well. It will now become like something we can't relate. But that Apola shoe, I don't even like the shoe. The name itself even makes you don't want to wear it.
Mm.
But it was trending then. I could say almost everybody wanted it during December periods like this. Everybody wants to go get a Apola shoe. So that when you wear, I don't know why fashion builds people's confidence.
Wasn't it heavy when they
were
it?
It was, but people were still wearing, like a lot of fashion now in trend that discomforting us, but we want to kill ourselves because that's what's trending.
Because they say fashion is pain.
That's what I'm saying. You just want to discomfort yourself because of what's trendy. So people could do anything. It was heavy. It was looking so odd and awkward. But then it wasn't looking so odd and awkward. Mm. So people were still wearing it. Shoes.
Interesting. So the next we have is the aerobic workout clothes. And you remember those days where you have your swimsuit
and your
tight.
Yes.
Your long, I think it was tight. It was the long stretchy tight. And then your
that can cover your legs.
Your swimsuit and with your canvas,
yeah,
and then with your head warmer, and it was like the thing back in the days.
During a heat period, that was the excuse you could use to wear it all around. when we used to wear it, we're not too. Further convince our elderly ones that will be looking at us the one kind we have to rub powder on our necks so that they'll be like, okay, it's the heat, oh, you don't have mommy, it's the heat,
oh,
then.
Oh my god.
But really, sweet. And you say you don't want it back.
We don't want it back. Like, I can't imagine you walking in here and wearing that kind of suit.
I think it's better off inside the room. But should be in swimsuits. It should be in the swimming pool now. It's not. I don't think
I think that's where it was wrong. It was supposed to be in the pool.
Yes.
And not to be worn. But we were wearing it. People were wearing it.
We abused the outfit.
And then it wasn't nice. No, it was awkward. All right. So the next we want to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, is the jelly shoe. Now you remember those?
Mm.
Remember those days of computer socks? So if you don't have these sandals back in the days, it was like, oh, you're not trendy. For ladies though, it comes in different colors.
It's like basket shoes.
So it's transparent. You wear your white socks in it and it pops.
Ooh.
And then it was fashionable.
My old socks has different designs at the edge. So when you now wear it with the basket shoe and you're working to school then. And it's always very beautiful when it's new. Or you wash it very well.
And then the truth about these things is that you can actually wash because it's rubber.
That's what I'm saying. That's why at schools we are recommending it then. Mm. Especially those who wanted brown shoes. So we used to wear it to school then. And it was very fine with my socks. I can remember the sock that has laces at the edge.
I think for guys back then it was keto.
Mm-hmm.
Keto was raining. Keto. But I don't know if I still want to wear keto now.
I like keto because of the fact that it's durable. I like it very well.
But
if keto should come back, it should come back with some design and swag. That's probably the only thing, not the same old heavy way it was.
All right, so the next one to talk about is the dollar sign buckle belt.
But some guys, I know my brothers, they could. Yeah, you buy them normal belts, they'll go buy their own. And then you have to display.
And then it comes with an attitude. You have to display it.
You got it.
You have to display it and then swag and then sag. If you're not displaying it, I'm sorry, you're doing it. And then there was even an advancement to it. There was a belt that had display, that had like LCD, it had like display on the buckle. So it displays your name. There's one that actually have your name because I remember I had one that says BJ. Mm. You know, it's BJAY. So
cool.
It was there. I'm like, do I still want to wear this again? Because back looking at the pictures, I'm like, no ways. You cannot catch me wearing this because it was totally wrong. I mean, I remember there was a rumor back then where people said, oh, the old spinners thing was actually for birth control. So if you wear it, you probably will not be able to give birth. So I don't know that they were using for birth control in China. Like, that's why I said, I don't know. I'm not sure about if the story were true. But that was what we heard. But
then
you know,
you stopped.
I don't know if we stopped, but I remember that I stopped because I'm like, oh, I never
You've
started.
Grown. You've
I've grown.
Grown
you know, back then, you want to be all right. You want to be part of. Yeah. You know, so that's what he thinks. But I don't think, would you like your boyfriend wearing a spinner's belt?
It looks like a doubt, Abeg. It should just wear the normal belt, you understand? But the issue I had with them was the display and the attitude with it. I'm like, what are you trying to show? Dollar way into your pocket. Now you want to show.
I remember this belt in Yahoo's video. Do you remember the
Yahoo?
Like it came. I think Olumente was wearing it. Then it was. You remember
the stocking and then the
stocking and then it was spinning and then it was spinning and then you were doing your Yahoo. Man, we've had crazy days, but we don't want those moments back. Nah, no ways. We don't want it back.
We want rebranded. We want
something
moments.
Different.
Yeah.
All right. So the last but not the least is oversized tailored suit.
Oh,
shite.
Keep me there.
Shy.
Shoots me.
I think it's okay for the ladies. There's this dress, your Cinderella dress and your cap. It's nice. It's still cute in some kind of ways.
You know, ladies but are
for,
special.
But for boys like us, you know, your suit is extra long, and then the trouser is big, and then the belt. No,
the
sorry,
tie the is wide and long,
and then the button. Mm. The button goes from your neck down to the tip of the suit.
Yeah.
And you wonder what happened. Is everything okay? And then you have to cut.
You know the worst part of it.
Yeah.
It's also hot.
Yeah, it is. Because it comes with a jacket. It comes with an inner. It comes
everything
with a tie.
Is big. And I'm wondering, you know, it's different when you say, oh, my mom bought it so that I will grow with it. But what about those grandpas, papas, and
they were
the rest? They're wearing, you know, we even had to associate the particular church with this. I was like, why are you wearing anything like this? So I'm so chopped. But then, I thought that one, I'm certain I don't want. Why don't you wear something that looks good on you, that is your size? Even if it has to be a little bit, it has to be free. It should be just not oversized. It shouldn't be to the extreme, for crying out loud. We need to appreciate the shape that God gave you. Why are you now covering everything and looking bogus? I don't like that one.
It was wrong. We don't want it back.
Oversized
no, we don't
suit.
Want it. If you're thinking Bye-bye. About making that suit, so sorry, you're just going to be wearing it for you and your family alone.
No.
Yeah, we're not wearing it again. No, it's fine. We're done. All right, guys, so now it's time to move on to the next. So remember, there is this trend going on Instagram and Twitter and everywhere about what I asked for and what I got.
Oh.
Do you have that moment? Because we're talking fashion, and you know how Made in Nigeria fashion could be. Is there a point in your life where you give clothes to your tailor and then with high expectation only for your heart to be broken after seeing the design?
Banji, I make clothes.
Okay.
And when people ask me why did you choose fashion as a skill, a side skill that you could learn, I told them that tailors disappoint me. A whole lot. I've been disappointed by tailors. I was even very young and I told my mom, it's like, I'll go and learn how to sew so that I'll make my choice. These guys are not sewing what I want. Understand? You tell them, this is what I want. And then you come back, you see them make
you know,
what
so,
they
so,
want.
Some will even tell you, this guy is easy now. Sister, okay. Don't worry. I will cut
they
it like this.
They can mount
the breast. We will hold the bottom.
The way
it
they will hype your expectations. You're like, this person is the bomb.
Oh, this person knows the job.
You know, in your Give dream, him. You're late already. Dreaming of how you're going to walk that way. Okay, let's say it's actually a very, it's okay. We are dealing with the fact that you didn't deliver on time, that you had to turn us up and on and disappoint. That's okay. Then the day we finally caught you and you're ready to give us, you now give us below standard. Now there are a lot of things. I'm actually a fashion designer, so I cannot relate. There are a lot of things to it. It's either one. I think if you're a fashion designer, one thing is this. When someone comes up with a style that you know is not going to fit the person.
Let's say.
Based on what the person...
The body structure
because
or the material.
There are styles that won't fit you, but you won't know because it's looking very good on the person that you saw wearing it. It's good you tell the person, this style will not fit you because of this. But some fashion designers don't want to say it because they feel they're going to lose that customer, or they feel if you're being very blunt, the customer will go. So they'll make it, and then when you wear it, you're looking like something else. And then if you can't make clothes, if you can't make that particular style, why not tell the person, I can't make it. Let me make this one for you.
But not in Nigeria. I think
it's money now. We want money. So we shall use you to learn how to make the cloth. And in the end, you do not.
I think one of my friends said, that's how you know a fashion designer and a tailor.
Yes, that's how you know a fashion. A fashion designer will actually give you the best. Design it. There is what's called designing. Fashion designing is about creativity. Mm. But a tailor will just give you straight up whether it fits you. Even the measurement, the way you, even if you say it should be like this, designer will tell you, okay, why not fit it to this way? Why not make it to this way? It will look good on you. But no, me, I've had, you tell the person you want straight gown, you come back, you're see flare. You say you want flare, the person will tell you, and then you the excuse is annoying. You be hearing things like, see, my dear, the material is not enough. Why did you tell me that in the first place? You hear that, there was no time, I did not hear you well. Are you serious? Mm. When I was explaining myself to you, no, really. But we
and
need
then
to
you
keep
show
it
them, you won't be that detailed to showing them pictures.
I'm always detailed because they've broken my heart a lot of times. Yes, they still break my heart. I'll be detailed enough to say, please, ma, the last person I went to did not do it well. This is how I want. And they're like, don't worry.
Sister, we got you. Don't worry. It's not today. We have been doing this job. We can design it.
Oh, Lord. Actually, because I'm a fashion designer, I want to come in here. Mm. Because I think some customers are just way out of it. Some of us just, oh, Lord.
We just want what we want.
Crazy styles. Let me tell you. Someone will just come today, say, I want it this way. 5 minutes, say, no, let's make it. You now come with a lot of styles. The person doesn't even know the one you want again, finally. And then we now make the one we want. You now tell her that you changed it to your mind, that you did not want you to do. So,
oh boy.
There are two sides to it. But I think fashion designers should be really careful because it's their business that is at stake here. Mm. That's for those who take their businesses seriously, not just to make the cash. It's really a painful thing. It hurts.
Interesting. I like the fact that you've ranted about it. I was going to rant, but it's okay. I think you've taken my rant and I dash you. It's fine. You know, because it's paining me each time I remember. Because imagine that you paid heavily for something and then you see the suit. There was a suit. It was a wedding suit. Don't even let me go into the details.
Sorry.
And then when I saw it, I was looking at, my heart couldn't come down.
Yeah.
But you mentioned this thing. He said, yeah, but that's your size. I'm like,
you grew overnight.
Did I grow overnight? What happened? He said, but my hand couldn't come down. Sure, man.
And it's very difficult to lose this suit and style to show. No.
So I was like, okay, you know what? Fine, don't worry. It is well with you, brother.
That's painful. I can relate.
It is very painful. It is.
But it happens in Nigeria. It does happen.
Very, very well. All right, guys. So now it's time to take it a notch higher as we talk made in Nigeria. Thank God you're a fashion designer. So, but before then, let's go hear some little word on the street about what people think about fashion in Nigeria, fashion brand in Nigeria, because I feel that as a person, I feel that there is more of a wrong way thing going on. Everybody wants to be on the wrong way, want to be international, but we're not focused on the actual people who really want the audience in Nigeria, we want to wear this coat. So let's go hear what Nigerians are saying about made in Nigeria products and if they have some.
Let's go there.
I really don't know Nigerian made designers because most of the boutiques or company retail brands now, they've gone international. So most of them have international made brands than Nigerian designers.
So what do you think Nigeria fashion industry should do more?
I think they should put themselves out there and cut people internationally. Let's buy our own brand. They should produce more of our brands. Or they should, if it is too expensive, probably too expensive for us, then I think they should probably reduce the price so that we can own our brands more.
All right. So do you know any Nigerian brand as of now?
Nigerian brand? No.
You don't know any Nigerian brand?
Except...
Thank you so much.
Well, so that's to say, you want to say something about that?
It's a pity, let me use that word, that we produce something and then those around us don't get to
see
it. They don't identify with it. Do you understand? It's quite pitiable. For me, a known Nigeria brand. Let me use that word. Because the ones I know, I probably saw them on TV. That's how I got to know them. But what about when we get to the market, when we get to boutiques, we can identify with this. Okay, this name is Nigerian, so it's a Nigerian brand. Let me buy it. Or you're wearing something and they ask you, what are you wearing? You know when you go, when you see red carpet shoes, they're asking
they
tell
you what you're
wearing. Names are...
That are odd.
Okay, those names might be Nigerian, but you're asking... How do I assess it? They are inaccessible. That's the issue. So that's just the issue. Mm. It's not good.
Yeah, I think it's true as well, you know, because you find out that we do more of international, all brands, all Nigerian fashion designers from shoes, clothing and everything, they want to do the international runway thing. They want to go international. Well, the truth is that we are Nigerians and we need to appreciate Nigerians.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the Chinese people are doing that is very different. They started to wear their own thing, started to embrace their own fashion. And now it's going overboard. People are now seeing, okay, more reasons why we should wear them. You know, and then plus the thing is that the cost of production is quite
you
know,
much.
I know that the cost of production is quite high, but can we have like a mass production? You know, you have like the Louis Vuitton, who they give you like mass production of things. So you can see them at affordable rates.
Even if it's the
rates,
fake one, Seth.
You get it.
So I'll be seeing the name and identify with
this is Niger. You know, and then one thing that vexed me the most is that you see something on Instagram or Facebook and you like it, and then they will tell you, ask how much the price is, and they tell you come to the DM. I'm like, are you mad? Can't you just, you know, when you want to buy something,
it's pride.
On Amazon and all this e-store, you see the prices beside it.
Yes,
you see it is 20
you
naira.
You can easily get
you can
them.
So you know that if your money is not up to that, you will not even go there.
Are they shy of telling all the?
I think everybody is just yahoo in this country. You know, everybody is just yahoo in this country. I wonder how you're displaying a nice shoes and you're not putting a price underneath. Because if you're putting a price underneath, you tell people, okay,
everyone,
this is 35. So if
you tell you 5 naira, tell the next person 10 naira, tell the next person 11.
That's just one thing that we just need to correct about made in Nigeria product. Let's come out more. Let's stop. I mean, it's fine that we're doing international brand, but let's start.
Nigeria is a big market.
It's a big market because if you look at how many people want to wear this Nigeria, and we are making nice stuffs.
Yeah,
trust me, we're making very incredible stuffs, incredible materials, but they're not accessible to the right people, to Nigerians in questions. So these are the things that we really, really want the Nigerian fashion industry to take cognizance of, likes of great, great designers. I think I know one, Yomi Casual.
Yeah, I know that one. And that was on TV.
I only see, but I know there are stores
in the magazine.
Yeah. So, well, shout out to everyone who's doing great things and great things for themselves. So, well, made in Nigeria brands, come out more. Let us see you guys more often. So
proudly
that we can
Niger.
Buy and be cheap. No, not be affordable.
Affordable.
Because if you tell them, how much is your clothes? They'll tell you it's affordable. How much is it? They'll tell you it's affordable. The affordability is from probably, you're talking about a 15,000, a 20,000. But
it's
no,
affordable,
break it down so that everybody can buy it. You know, start to make it, you can make a coat of 2,000 naira. At least that is okay. People can still wear it. We want to see your clothes in Yaba, the real one, the original one. Yeah. Yeah, and then the other people are also trying. If we can equip those people well,
so that they can grow
and then we can
expand.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a wonderful time. Thank you so much, Chi. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
It's always a pleasure. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you very much for having me too.
Do you make men's clothes? Because I think I want to make some clothes.
No, I make female clothes.
Oh sure. Don't worry, I'll get my babe to come around to make some clothes.
That would be awesome.
All right, so you want to tell us where to catch you, your shows and everything?
Okay, catch me on Cheap Talk Podcast on Jamit FM.
Yeah,
and on social media platforms, you can get me on Instagram at Marachi Princess and on Facebook, Princess Amarachi, same Princess Amarachi on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And yes, my name is Banji of Lagos across all social media platforms. If you enjoyed and what you just listened to and you want more, you know what to do. Go over to jammy.fm, leave your review on our iTunes, and yes, follow us across all social media platforms. We have great, great content that will definitely meet with your listening pleasure. So till next time, while we come your way with another exciting episode, maybe Amarachi will want to join me again, right?
Yes.
So let's do this again.
I would love it. Yeah.
Let's chop knock onto that. We'll do this. Wakanda forever.
Okay now.
Guys, see you. Bye.